I'm having a conversation with Lenora about going to France and being in a competition. Virginia Indians being a competition. And I know this story from Thomasina.
Mm-hmm.
And when Thomasina died, she left me her personal papers. And I have this scrapbook about France. And I knew a little kid. And then when I was interviewing your dad, he shows me this trophy in a Chickahominy Tribal Center. And I put two and two together. And they're in France and they're dancing a competition. So you were there.
Right.
So tell me something about this.
It was February. February. I think we were there either the 10th through the 18th or 10th through the 20th,
so
somewhere
parades
around.
Parades in the street?
Correct. Parades in the street. Lots of silly string. We got exposed to silly string because they would spray silly string at us. Well, getting silly string off feathers is not easy.
Oh, my gosh.
It is not easy.
That doesn't sound good.
So, when we were in Nice on the first trip, on Saturday night, there was this big television program that all of the groups made a presentation, you know, on stage.
How many groups, approximately?
Oh, my. I would say 20 to 30 sure. other groups from around the world, you know, many different countries. And it was very, very exciting because we also had representatives there from, you know, the Canary Islands where Carnival is a really big deal, you know. So we had representatives there. But on this TV show, we didn't know until after the show was over that was a competition. And that's where the award was given. But Thomasina had mentioned there were some back steps that led up to the stage. Daddy had gone with us, and he was wearing a headdress, not the traditional Virginia headdress or the Chickahominy headdress, but it was more Western headdress, but it was all white eagle feathers. And Thomasina mentioned, you know, when Daddy was walking up the back steps, and then you would see, all of a sudden, you saw these white feathers rising as he took each step. And she said it was just like a presence that you can't imagine. She said it was like a glow.
So your dad was critical to this presentation.
Yes.
This artistic presentation. And did you plan this over here, what you were going to do?
No, we didn't plan what we were going to do for the TV show until we were over in France and found out that we had to do a TV show. So it was an incredible night because this was a very, very big activity in Nice. That night, you know, the people of the city, especially the affluent, came out to attend this show. Once again, you know, we didn't realize the total impact. And then after the show was over, there was a 9-course meal served to all of the participants in the show. So, you know, you're talking maybe 900 people at one time. So we're having a 9-course meal. About 1 a.m.
Your dad comes up,
mm-hmm.
and you've described this in a beautiful and dramatic way. I can just imagine. What's everybody else doing on the stage?
There were different levels on the side of the stage, and there would be two of us maybe that would go out, male and female, that would go to these different tiers and would, like, dance in place. But add to that the presence of the drum that was down almost in the orchestra section, but they were below the stage and they were on a riser that they started singing and then they started to rise out of the floor.
So are they coming up while your dad's coming
exactly,
up?
Exactly. So it was,
any
I guess.
Smoke on the stage?
Yes, there was the smoke on the stage, you know, which is part of a theatrical presence, you know.
But was this Thomasina orchestrating this?
I think it was theater was part of her background.
Absolutely.
So she gave many tips on how to, you know, accent our facial features with makeup for that night and things such as that. So,
Was it traditional Virginia songs or what? What was the drum playing?
It was traditional Eastern songs.
Eastern powwow songs?
Yes, powwow songs. And we had tribes from Maryland and Virginia and North Carolina. So
fabulous story.
It was. It was a great experience for us.
So what was it like when you found out you won? I mean, how did that go? Was it the day or two later? Or?
It was the next day. On Sunday, we tried to have a meeting every day, you know, with our group, and Thomasina and our guide would tell us, you know, where we were going that day, what were we going to be doing, and things like that. So then we found out the next day. So it was very overwhelming for us because we didn't even know it was a competition. We were just us. We were ourselves.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
It really, really is. Yes. And you all flew over together? Or?
Correct. We all flew over together. And so well received, believe it or not, by the French people.
Oh, it doesn't surprise me.
You know, and then we met other Americans that happened to be there, so they were very happy. And then let's add to that, the 6th Fleet came into port at Nice, and they heard about Americans being there, so they felt as though they were at home. So we had these sailors, you know, that were just so overwhelmed to see other Americans, and, you know, were so comforted, you know, having us there, and we having them there.
And so many of you were young people.
Oh, too. Yes.
Did you tour around France at all, or around the city?
Yeah, yes, we did. We actually went to Monte Carlo.
Did you gamble?
First exposure to a casino. It was a great experience to go there. We visited Princess Grace's tomb. We were able to go in and see that. So, you know, great experience to be exposed to some of these other things around the world.
And I guess, but also, it must make you feel just fantastic that you could do a cultural presentation from the native people in the mid-Atlantic, and it just is so well received and wins this competition. Did it change you on the inside at all, or?
I think it did. It made all of us feel as though there is a world that can be very accepting of us, knowing historically what our people have had to face, and at the same time encouraging us that here in the United States that we can get people to be as accepting, you know, as someone was in another country, you know. So it was very encouraging.
Great story.
Yeah.